You are now listening to an Average Joe Media production.
It's Anime Sundays. What's up, nerds, and welcome back to Anime Sundays podcast, the show where we talk all things anime and black nerd culture. Did you miss us? Well, hello, motherfuckers. We're back.
Hello, and motherfuckers.
This is our return episode, yo. We will be covering season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen, bitch. Also known as the Shibuya Incident Arc. And I don't know. This shit should have been called the Shibuya Massacre. Or the Shibuya Extermination Protocol. Because, my God, the amount of L's that were handed out in this arc in the form of pure hands was incredible.
Catch these hands, bitch.
Mostly Yuji caught all of them. But, yeah. You know.
Hey, he caught all of them.
He's in main character hell right now, you know. But it happens to the best of us, I guess. But with all that being said, let's dive right into it. As always, we are your hosts. I go by the name of Vic Damone Jr.
It's your boy, Big Freshly Snipes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And that's PG Bound 365.
Come on, man. And it feels good to be back, y'all. Like,
yeah, man.
For real, wonderful. Man. Welcome, my brother, Freshly Snipes, back to the fold, because he's been on his hero's journey out there in the motherfucking wilderness and woods of all of America. Like,
yeah, I'm the Dark Hokage of the group.
You've been traveling, man. How's everything been going out there, bro?
Yeah, man, it's wonderful.
Tell the people about your journey.
Hey, man, and hopefully FMCSA isn't listening to this, because I mostly just watch anime while I'm driving my semi truck all around the country.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Yeah, don't tell nobody. Y'all keep it on the hush. Yeah,
but you would have killed people.
I'm a careful driver. I got it.
Sasuke on an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, right. You and Truck Coon have been going around America on a slaughter spree, I guess, huh?
Hey, man, it happens. I almost killed a deer watching one of the episodes of JJK like 2 weeks ago. So it happens. Man.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Just the deers, though.
You don't fuck around and sacrifice the deer and be in another world somewhere. Don't fuck around, bro. Don't fuck around. But no, man, JJK, bro, like, oh, my God. I don't even want us to spend too much time, like, because, you know, we usually do a whole go-through. But the ending, the last bit of JJK, bro, is, like, is kind of anime peak right now.
Top tier. 10 episodes in a row.
Yes, like,
10 that episodes was just straight, in a row. That's just straight gas.
Bodies.
Oh, my God, bro.
Bodies.
But the whole thing, like, I would say the whole thing has been an experience. No lie. Like, the whole Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 has really been an experience. Far away kind of from season 1. Like, season 1 was dope and all.
But it wasn't this.
Yeah. Season 1 had its moments to make you love certain characters. And,
exactly.
And bring you in and made you feel like you were.
They caught some hands on season
yeah,
one.
They, yeah, they but that's what that's hands. Part of the that's part of why you love those characters.
I
like
say, that's why exactly. I grew yeah, exactly. love Toto, man.
Yeah, that's Brother. Why that's why yeah, that's why you love Toto.
Come on, man.
The big clapper, not the big stepper.
Yeah, let's not forget. Jujutsu Kaisen is really the motherfucking originators of the fight back meme. Like, so
oh,
let's,
yeah.
Let's
yeah,
like definitely. Not get it twisted. Well, they definitely caught hands in season 1, but season 2, it was like, please fight back. Like, god damn.
It was past please. That.
Yo, so basically, let's go from the beginning. All right. Because let's not forget that the start of JJK season 2 was fire. The prologue,
Hidden Inventory.
What was it called? Hidden Inventory.
Hidden Inventory.
Drop bombs for Hidden Inventory, because that's how you start off a motherfucking season prologue, bro. If you gonna take me back to the past, like, slap me with that motherfucker.
I was not ready.
Now, I haven't read any of the manga of JJK, so when they, you know, I hate time travel.
Me
the reason,
too.
The
too,
reason why I hate Tokyo Revengers.
Okay, bro. We're not gonna slander Tokyo Revengers.
Disrespectful ass nigga. That's what he is.
The reason I was confused at the beginning, because I'm like, don't tell me they're about to go back and forth. And
I was
kind of upset. I was excited to see a young Gota and a young Gojo, but
who? Ghetto. My bad. Yeah.
And I was excited to see.
Here we go. Another season of Fresh not being able to pronounce Japanese motherfucker.
Hey, man, names. It happens. Man. It happens. I'm African.
You really back like
where
you never
you
left.
From, so. Man? The ghetto.
I'm a black American, man. I don't know how to speak Japanese.
You really back like you never left, huh?
Yep.
So. Ghetto, Gojo.
That nigga's ghetto.
But the way he does things, too, he just pop up like, we just gonna chill out. We ain't gonna fight y'all yet.
What I really like, too, like, they kind of, like, mask the whole purpose of, I mean, I guess that was the purpose, was the new vessel or whatever for the Jujutsu Clan or something to be renewed. And who knew that was how the fuck they were doing shit? The star vessel shit? Like,
yeah, that was crazy too.
That was kind of crazy.
It was very questionable.
Kind of questionable, but okay. But they masked all of that really around Toji being the rawest nigga in their universe. Like,
yeah. And another thing that got me is I was fresh off of the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. That was the last Jujutsu Kaisen content that we had. So we all kind of hated Ghetto.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the first, the second season. And then they came and they showed the camaraderie between him
and Gojo. How they started.
And it made you kind of love him again. You feel like, oh, I kind of like this guy. Even though he went off the rails.
He's not that bad.
Bruh, and I always like when they give the quote unquote villains, because you really never know who the villain of an anime is going to be until the anime ends. Aaron Yeager. So.
Whoa.
Oh, my bad.
Hey.
He's
not a bad guy.
Am I going to split the room? Is that what's going to happen?
Come on, man.
Yeah, just shake the room.
One of the best guys I know, that Aaron Yeager.
Aaron Yeager?
Yeah.
The Yeager's regime.
One of the best guys you know?
Yeah.
Short list, huh?
Fuck. No. But I always like how they give you it. To be a good villain, I feel like you need some good motives. Feel me? Like, you can't just, randomly be like, well, everyone needs to die today, because. Even Thanos was like, okay, well, I'm doing this because, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And then snap.
Yeah.
Ghetto, after seeing what he went through, with all of that shit at the end of it with the girl, come on. If anyone felt the girl dying, spoiler alert, you should.
We should kind of go through what happened before she died, though. And the struggle.
Okay. I thought we were trying to skip. I thought we was just giving homage to the beginning and getting straight to the lich.
That whole segue.
Yeah.
It was gold in itself.
Yeah.
Everything about
how they thought.
Bruh.
How they thought.
Come on now.
Because Toji was on the ass.
Come on now. Come on now.
Oh, you thought you was good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to give you the illusion.
Y'all think y'all winning.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the illusion. Matter of fact, take the bounty off of it.
Bruh, the nigga's so raw that the only times you ever even saw Toji during the prologue before, unless he was fighting, when she didn't fight too much. He only fighting when he needed to, but every other time you seen that nigga, he's chilling. He's at the races, betting on fucking horses and shit. Motherfuckers coming up on his ass like, bro, you know we gotta kill these niggas, right? What you doing? We gotta get the Star Vessel back. He's like, yeah, I got you.
I'm chilling.
Yeah. So he's selling his child.
Loan me some more money.
He's selling his child to the goddamn Jujutsu Kaisen fucking to get more gambling money.
Bro.
You know, he's chilling. He's living his life.
Chilling, bro. He had no worries about nobody in the fucking game.
He's like, I want this much if he don't have any curse energy, and I want this much if he do have
he
curse
set
energy.
Up, he set up little traps and shit for
we
pretty
get
much.
Much off the GP.
Yeah.
Straight off the GP. Well, hey, because we fuck with you. Just don't kill us, man.
Yeah, straight up.
He set up little, shit to exhaust Ghetto and Gojo and shit. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to get to him. Like, we got to tire him out first with little shit here and there.
Yeah, he was on a chase, right? Mm. He was looking for him. I'm going to find y'all. It's going to be on my time.
Yeah.
Gojo took him to the beach. Took the chick to the beach. Yeah, let's go to the beach. Enjoy your time.
I forget who was the one that was nitpicking about shit like that. Was it Gojo or was it Ghetto?
Nah, it was Ghetto.
I think I thought it was Gojo that was like, we ain't got time for this.
Nah, because remember Gojo was like, yeah, yes we do.
Oh, okay.
Let's go ahead and
Mean, right, right, right.
Because this bitch might die. Jump on out.
So ain't no time.
Yeah, so we just let her enjoy her time. Yeah. And this way is out in the open. So exactly, I can watch and, you know, I can do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he like, oh, let's take it to the beach. Ooh, they went to the beach and shit, and they was chilling. They mm-hmm. had a grand old time.
Yeah, they tried to let her live as much as they
could. And they rescinded the bounty. No, did he show up first?
When they was, after they left?
Yeah,
when they I remember they the got beach. Chased what? Afterwards, and they had to hurry up and get her the fuck up out of there.
What's the name? Damn, Toji showed up.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ghetto got the chick, and they got out of there. And what's the name? Gojo was like, I got it. Y'all get up out of here.
Right.
But he had just released the technique.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He had just released the technique.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he released the technique.
Snuck up on his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now, when I said we needed to talk about what happened before the vessel, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Right. When he snuck dead up on Gojo. Yeah. That was a nice moment. And it definitely made you feel like, damn, Gojo done fucked up for like the first time.
Yeah.
And it was bumping.
Because he was so powerful.
And you thought Gojo had a chance, and he obliterated that chance in that beginning. Told you it was too much.
It was too much, bro. And then here's the thing with Jujutsu Kaisen's like power, like art scaling and their power system, because this nigga doesn't even have curse energy, bro. Like he's got like the blessed body or some mm-hmm. shit. Like that's what he's gotten from his clan type shit. So he's overpowering him with that and the cursed objects.
Cursed objects. Yeah.
Bro. So yeah, he's a monster with them cursed
objects. Most Jujutsu sorcerers can sense the cursed energy, but if I ain't got no cursed energy, and the cursed objects are in my body.
Yeah, I'm invisible.
So these weapons are invisible until I bring them out.
Exactly.
And I'm just squalling. I got this one cursed object. What's the little fucking...
The little worm he got on him. That was like, so fire, bro. That's the most fire backpack you could ever have.
Hey, not that. Pull a sword out.
If you don't get this fucking Harry Potter bag out of here, bitch.
Bro, that shit whatever was so I need. Fire.
Hold on, let me see.
Hold on, what do we got here?
Pull a sword out. Hold on. No. Pull a spear out.
For real.
That, the other sword he had, I think the sword specifically that the other object was holding was like another, like, what huge was the object.
That was connected to the chain?
Yeah.
It was split in two. Mm-hmm. Kind of like it was like a two-prong.
Like a fork. Yeah.
See, and I forgot that because that comes so much. That comes into play later.
Yeah.
A lot for Toji whenever he comes back.
But the cursed objects, because remember later, I don't want to spoil anything too
early. I mean, we're going to get there.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
We rushing there.
But remember the curse? Was it Mikey? Mikey had
He
was like, oh, that's nice. I'll take this.
And then she tried to hold on to
it. Ain't nothing.
And she was like, hold on.
She said, this nigga ain't got no curse energy. Did mm-hmm. mean he just out-muscled me? You damn right, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. With superior strength.
Yeah, I'm the real muscle.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
So here, this is the first time that we see Gojo go down, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time we really see him panic.
It was to see him actually panic. And it was like so kind of mixed for me because I'm like, damn, I know that he's going to live this, right? But mm-hmm. what the fuck happened? How did we get here?
Like, yeah, exactly.
How?
But look,
yeah.
At first I'm like, oh shit, Gojo finna fuck this nigga up.
Bro.
And then, let me do some research.
He caught a goddamn knife to the throat.
Bro, to the throat, man. He cut this and in the third.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, bro.
Look, from chest to fucking neck.
It was all about Toji is like the embodiment of get the ups on a nigga.
Yeah.
Like, because.
And you're not that raw.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just gonna get the ups on you because whoever strikes first wins, nigga.
Yeah.
And he had been pretty much like kind of stalking Gojo from birth. Like, as soon as he, I think, remember when they showed that flashback when he visited the new Gojo child that was born with the six path eyes or whatever they called.
Yeah.
And he like was all the way in the back somewhere, like up on a tree or some shit, just looking down at him. Gojo walking, stopped dead in his tracks, turned around and looked dead at that nigga like, why are you looking at me back there? And this nigga was like, that's the first time anyone's ever like, you know, sensed my presence in their blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, he was like, okay. I'm watching you. I'm gonna watch you from now on, little nigga.
I'm gonna get this little nigga. I don't give a fuck about kids. I sold mine.
Yeah. Bruh. And never give a fuck about no kids.
That, my dog is the goddamn definition of FDK.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Bruh. So, Gojo goes down.
Yeah, Gojo goes down. Now we're back to where the girl goes down. That was an epic scene.
That was what fucked up.
Before that, Gojo went down, but Gojo came back. Because... you remember right before the girl went down, Toji popped up on Geto.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't go down until after, Gojo didn't come back till after the girl.
After the girl was dead.
Yeah. That's why he came back and went ape shit.
Because soon as he knocked Gojo ass out, he was like, all right, time to collect my money. I'll just go kill this bitch. I'm done.
Yeah. Cause remember Geto was like, how the fuck are you here?
Right. Yeah. He was like,
the look on his face. Yeah.
That was one of my favorite lines. The
look
from the
on his face when Gojo was supposed to stop this nigga and he didn't, like, that
and,
was priceless.
And what you call it said was one of the favorite lines. He's like, I killed Gojo.
Did it.
I'm here.
Definitely.
No, he was like, why? How am I here?
Well, that must mean Gojo's dead. Huh? That's what it means, right?
Yeah, we're here now.
Catching bodies. Now.
And the scene. Who's right next? Now, I know we keep going back before she died, but this is right before she died.
Okay.
It was having this touching moment. A great conversation, looking at each other's eyes.
Yeah.
And she gets a fucking 45 bullet from the side of the
skull. Bro. Desert Eagle. Like, God damn. Man.
Whole body flips sideways. Yeah. He like,
why, bro? Like, why, bro? You've been cutting niggas up this whole episode.
He could have shot her in the chest.
Something, bro.
He ain't had to give it a dome. Yes,
you know what it reminded me of? The way she like
chased you around, bitch. I done had to kill this other kid.
Has anybody
kill this motherfucker?
Has anybody watched that dude Squid Games show on Netflix?
Oh, I love that show.
You know whenever they get shot and they die.
Oh, they're back.
Bro, that psh. And they like drip down a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. I was like, this bitch played too much, bro.
Now, he old girl is dead.
He popped her ass.
Dead. He popped her. She's dead.
For
then
sure.
Then he commenced to whipping Ghetto's ass.
Like,
hey, look, my favorite part about that shit is when he's like, I'm over here. I'm over here. Oh, you see me over there? No, I'm over here.
Yeah.
This nigga releasing every fucking demon he can out of his hands. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Ain't none of that shit.
It's hilarious. I'm going to capture some of that shit and fucking put it inside this little goddamn squirrel backpack that's around my shoulder.
This motherfucker's running. Upper body's not moving at all. I fucking see you, bitch.
Although, I feel like they put a lot of production of the art into the prologue. A little bit in the middle, you know, we'll get to, and then definitely the ending.
The last, ten episodes. Oh, my God. But he whipped Ghetto ass right when Ghetto thought it was over.
Yeah.
That's when Gojo comes back.
Yeah.
Pissed the fuck off.
Yeah. Bruh. And the whole time, I'm like, how the fuck is this nigga back? And that's another thing where they, you know, I'm talking about their power structure and shit. Because reverse curse energy is really bringing us back from the dead, too.
Like, yeah. And on.
Come on, man. Bro.
It's lit. Like, any curse, anything, I'm reversing it.
I'm reversing it. Yeah.
Bro, come on.
Yeah. And only Gojo can really do that shit.
Yeah.
Or so far. I don't, you know, I'm anime only.
Well, Ghetto did. Well, not Ghetto.
The thing inside him.
Yeah, what is that name?
Norimosho or some shit.
Yeah.
Some shit they called it.
That the thing inside of it, that's...
We
that's,
jump in the gun.
That's, he does gun. Reverse curse technique, too.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was Ghetto that was able to do it. I think it was him.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it's like the you know, parasite or whatever entity. But yeah, man. Like, so Gojo comes back drunk on power, high off power is literally what... He said when he was looking at me, he was like, how are you alive? He's like, isn't it crazy? Reverse Kirk Tech energy, baby. Yeah, I'm floating in the air.
He was high as shit off his own power. He was like,
Isn't it crazy?
I'm fucking tripping right now.
That shit was hilarious, bro.
Yeah, man.
And I guess that's when we first see him. Because remember, he tried to use red before. In this prologue or whatever, and I don't think it worked. He was like, "No, I didn't do it just how I was supposed to." But when he fought against him again, this nigga used red and purple. Yeah, like right off the bat.
No, what he used red and blue and red made it purple.
And made it purple. But, yeah. But he was like, I think he said experimental technique or new technique, and he called that shit purple. Like, so I was like, this must be the first time, you know, he used that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've seen purple in season one, right?
Yeah, but when he used purple.
Bruh.
When he fucking blew a hole through everything.
Through everything, like.
In a 100 mile football field radius.
You remember, what you call it? Toto was like, hey, man, you might want to back up or you're going to get caught in it.
Yeah.
And Buddy was like, caught in what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was what? Like 6 football fields away, mm-hmm. building purple up?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Purple, nigga.
Yeah, so I'm really thankful for that prologue, actually. Like you said, bro, I went into it and I was like, we got to do some time skipping, but okay. But the prologue was kind of like a mini movie.
Yeah, it wasn't like the time skipping that I hate.
No,
it was just a quick prologue. I thought they were going to keep going back and forth, and that was going to be fucking stupid.
And I think Jujutsu Kaisen's been the best at doing that, because, I mean, the Zero movie was basically a prologue, too. Like,
yeah.
Showing and you about...
They have been really good at doing really good prologues. To set up what's currently going on
yeah. or what's like imminently about to happen.
Instead of just dragging it out and making whole seasons out of prologues that you really don't need. Like, why are we going in the past for a whole season?
I feel like they did that to set up for that girl. What was that other girl sorcerer name that came at the end? When Geto was questioning his entire existence?
Yeah, when they...
I forget her name. The other strongest sorcerer, but it's the girl that's always known.
Yuki.
Bruh.
Yeah, Yuki.
That's Bae.
Mai
is Bae.
Okay, yeah. Bro.
What's the little buddy name?
Wee Wee.
Hey, that's later on, but when she was like, I think we should sleep together today, I was like, hell yeah.
You're sick.
I definitely need some more cursed energy.
Yeah, you're going to definitely have some cursed energy.
Ain't that her little brother?
Like, come on.
Isn't that her little brother?
Indeed it is. Hey, man. That is her little brother.
That's why I'm laughing.
So I'm just saying, that's what they got going on.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But you want to see it.
No, I want to be there. See it.
If I could trade points to participate.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, man, when that was like Tuttle's like adopted mom, the blonde, not Mai, but Yuki.
Yuki.
Yeah, that was Yuki.
His adopted mom.
Yeah, she the one that was started
Toto's adopted mom.
Yeah, she the one started all this shit.
Yeah, I did not know that.
What's your type?
What's your type?
Yeah, yeah, that's why that is why she asked. Yeah. Okay, that makes so much. Yeah,
she the one that started all this shit.
And she's powerful as hell too. I really want to see her crunk up.
Yeah, because they really don't even kind of explain what she can do. I see that shit floating around her.
Yeah.
The little demon centipede or whatever it is. That shit's always around. I think she can send them to other people or something. She said, my curse is protecting somebody.
Yeah.
Last time she talked to him. But.
So we made it through all the like prologues and everything that happened in the past. Now let's get to the first episode. Not even the first episode. The beginning of Shibuya. How did Shibuya start off, Vince?
So Shibuya pretty much, I really say it kicks off when they actually set up that seal. That's really because the whole Shibuya incident is referring to when Shibuya just got kind of shut off from the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah. So you remember
the humans in there is trapped and shit.
You remember they told them, on this date, I'm going to attack.
Yeah.
On this date, we will attack y'all on this date.
Get ready.
Be ready.
Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, he did actually announce.
Get your shit in order.
Then they declared war.
Yeah, get your shit in order, bitch. We coming on this day.
Yeah.
So Gojo had to get there. Like, mm-hmm. They knew what was going to happen, but they know exactly where it was going to happen.
When, what time.
So, they told him when. He told him exactly when. He told him where I was going to be at. Mm-hmm. Pull up.
Hey man, RIP and shout out to Mekamaro too.
Because he was a lit
double agent.
I really did hate Mekamaro.
They did a good job of making me hate Mekamaru.
Yeah.
And he was a double agent
at the same time. The whole time.
And I was like,
drop
wow.
balls for Mekamaru, man.
Hey,
straight up.
Mekamaru.
Because I'm not even going to lie. I'm like, fuck Mechamaru. Like,
shit. Like, this a bitch-ass nigga right now. This a bitch-ass
nigga. But then for when real. He came out, he was like, he tried to...
He tried to mastermind everything, bro.
Because he has so much curse in him.
He gave me Robot from Invincible vibes.
Yeah. Bro. But Robot from Invincible.
Nah, you can't even.
Pure
see,
evil.
See, you ain't. Invincible done gave up on us for a little bit, so you don't even know how lit Robot about to get.
Yeah, for real. Robot's lit. But yeah, he does. It's pretty much the same. It's the same vibe, Robot and Mechamaru, Robot from Invincible. How? So if you're not watching JJK and you are watching Invincible or vice versa, they are kind of like the same kind of vibe. They're shut off. Their bodies are fucking tore up.
Yep.
So they control robotic things.
Super introverted
from far away. They're super. Yeah, they're like characters for the smart introvert.
That's why he played a rat so well, because you can't read this nigga. You don't know really what his intentions are.
So at the end of the first season, I'm like, man, fuck Mechamaru.
Yeah.
I hope his frail ass body cracks in half.
You sick bitch.
You sick bitch. And then at the beginning of the Shibuya incident, man, he fucking redeemed himself.
He dominated Intel, bro.
I was like,
if it wasn't for him, so many people would have been dead.
Oh, so many people would have died. And I was like rooting for him so hard. Like, come on, Mechamaru. And I hated him at the end of the fucking first season.
Okay, before we move on from Mechamaru, give him some more flowers. I'm going to ask you, Fresh, because you are our mech connoisseur. For whatever reason, you know, that's your shit. But,
excuse me, what'd you say?
But how satisfied were you with Mechamaru's fucking Gundam impersonation?
Oh, man, I was highly satisfied. I kind of thought he was going to do some shit.
I thought that he was going to beat Mahito,
but
bro.
Then I knew Mahito was going to touch that robot and it was going to be all hell broke loose.
Yeah. Hey, as soon as I get my fingers on this.
Yeah.
But before we get any further, I was fucking with Mahito, man. As a villain?
S tier villain, bro.
Bro, I was about to say from deeds to personality. Top tier fucking aggravating.
Like, oh, you're sad? Let's get a little sadder.
Because if the writer just wanted to write Yuji an arch nemesis, boom. Like, you fucking did. If he just wanted to write someone
who's having an arch nemesis, he was everybody's arch nemesis.
He was, but he was like Yuji's like worst nightmare, bro. Like
night and day.
And it's like that's all he wanted to be. He didn't even care about nothing else but tormenting this man, bro. From season one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fire.
And he just kept doing this just to see Sukuna. Like, he just kept tormenting him because he was like, I want Sukuna to take over so bad. And then Sukuna was like, you better not do that fucking cursed domain.
Just don't put that domain back up.
Because if you touch me.
Don't touch my soul no
you
more.
You filthy fuck. Bitch. You filthy bitch.
And then that ties in, too. That does tie in. Too. Yeah, that happens.
Okay, let's keep it going.
So they put up the barrier, and Gojo has to get in. We cannot skip Gojo 1v3?
Yeah.
He was fighting Jogo, Choso, and Hanami.
Yeah.
In the fucking subway when they finally thought they, I don't know, caught him off guard. I don't know what the fuck they thought, bro.
Exactly. So now when he does his curse, when Gojo does his fucking domain.
Right.
A normal human dies.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to figure out, he had to do his domain so quick that it didn't kill every human in the train station of the Shibuya incident.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to drop his guard. Mm-hmm. The same thing he had did all those years before
with Toji,
and that's facts. What they wanted him to do.
Right. They was trying to wear him down. It was like a battle of attrition. Like,
yeah, it was definitely a battle of attrition.
I just need y'all to keep this nigga busy for what was the time? 3 minutes? 5 minutes? Something like that.
I don't remember.
Something like that. He was like, I just need y'all to keep him. He need to be busy for like a total of 5 minutes or some shit, bro. So I can get this nigga in this fucking Yu-Gi-Oh box.
Yeah, the goddamn
Hellraiser box that he brought out.
Man, this nigga put this nigga in the Millennium.
Bro, a Millennium puzzle. Like, yeah, what the fuck is this?
For real. That shit was fire, though. Yeah.
It was fire.
It was a fire-ass trap.
It was fire.
Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this fight and how Gojo fucking did the fucking curse tech, the unlimited for like 0.2 seconds so he wouldn't
kill every
human in the subway is because Mahito learned from that later on. We're going to touch that a little bit later, too.
Facts.
Because Sukuna said, don't fucking touch me ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So my boy put up his domain for 0.2 seconds so he wouldn't touch Sukuna long enough to get split in three.
Bro.
But that's a later fight. We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
So, I mean, Gojo like fucking leveled out Hanami like right off bat, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Hanami, I feel like she was like a non-fucking factor.
Yeah, Hanami caught the brunt of the force of
yeah.
Gojo.
Yeah, she caught
it was like, you first.
Yeah. Send that right to demon heaven.
Yeah. Slapped her ass against the wall like that.
Like a bug.
Like a bug, bro.
Like a bug. So,
and all the trees disappeared. And it was like, oh, she must be dead.
Yep, that's it for her.
Yeah.
So in terms of the villains that got killed, Mahito was,
Hanami.
Hanami was first.
Yeah.
But even before that, the grasshopper.
The grasshopper?
Did the grasshopper die after?
The lobster?
Oh, the fish monster, the curse.
Nah, he died later.
Yeah, he died afterwards.
It was his name was, goddammit.
I do slightly remember some like monster in the subway station or something.
Yeah,
some
he was like a
grasshopper. All I remember is Mahito, Jogo, Hanuma, and Dagon.
Yeah, Dagon was Kogai. Kogai was the grasshopper.
Okay.
Oh,
and
he was
yeah, you can talk. I can talk.
Yeah. I feel like that. He was like, yeah, he was a part of them, but he was like a lesser demon, whatever, that was with them. Yeah.
Who's the nigga with the little like teardrops under his eyes? What's his name?
Oh, I hate that bitch.
He was fucking a cool villain, but he was out there. Bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, Haruto.
Haruto.
Yeah, Haruto.
He was a pretty cool, like, under level. Only aspect of him was cool because I hated him as a character.
Yeah.
The only aspect that was cool was his, like, curse energy.
His look.
The little stars under his eyes. Miracles. That's what they were
called. The miracles. Yes. That was a super cool power setup.
That was cool as fuck. And the way they set it up to, like, let you know, like, he doesn't even know.
Yeah, he didn't even know about the miracles. He just thought he was wrong.
Bruh, no, bitch, you getting saved by Jesus. Every time you about to get splattered, like, one of them bitches disappear.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
So, Gojo does his fucking thing up against the three goddamn...
Two now,
because he's splattered.
But he still gets fucking captured into the prison.
He still dropped his guard for 0.2 seconds. Because
Ghetto was right there.
And still get caught in the prison.
Yeah.
Now, once his energy disappears, it didn't even alert them that his energy disappeared. Mekamaru has set up a trap, like a pre-trap, to if Gojo did get sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Those little buttons, them little Mekamaru buttons, would go everywhere.
Oh yeah, and it launched on everybody. That's when he turned up.
Yeah. So after he died, Gojo left curse. I mean, not Gojo. Mekamaru left curse energy, like these little curse energy buttons.
All this tech that he just scattered around.
He scattered to everyone he felt like he needed to let know what was happening once Gojo got fucking sealed because he was a double agent.
Because that was his whole job.
That was his whole job to figure out what was going on and with the Shibuya incident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So everybody got alerted. Yuji is with Mai Mai and her and Wee Wee in that tunnel. Who were they fighting? No, that's when they first seen Gojo, right?
Yeah, I think they was trying to catch up to Gojo then.
And then he released the monster.
Yeah.
Then
they got them people that was on the rooftops in the back. They was like, we got to get in the barrier.
So my mind ran into Ghetto when she was on the way.
And he released that strong ass monster.
It was like a disease curse.
Oh yeah, it was like COVID or some shit.
A true disease curse.
Yeah, it was like the Cullen or some shit like that. It was like one of the most deadliest diseases.
Yeah.
Was it smallpox?
Smallpox deity.
Yeah, the smallpox deity.
Yeah.
And that was the demon that was like, oh, I'm gonna put you in a coffin and then drop the rock on you.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you looked at him or as soon as he seen your cursed energy,
mm-hmm.
he instantly put you in a coffin and drop a boulder on you.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, so Mai Mai and Wee Wee, one of the best fights. This is, I think, I can't remember. This is probably like fight three or four. Throughout this thing, they had a total of about, I want to say about 13, 14 fights. Everybody was bumping.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. And it was a lot of good one-on-ones. And the animation.
1v2s, 1v3s.
It was 1v2s, 1v3s. I know we're just talking about.
Huh? We forgetting about.
We ain't forgetting about. Okay. I just want to break away from us actually breaking down the whole thing and just talk about how amazing these fights were, man.
Each one. Yeah.
Each one. We haven't gotten through not even a quarter of the fights.
Yeah. Like each one was
each
fire.
Fight. Oh, man. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right.
Amazing,
all right. I got a question.
Okay.
I've got a question. What was your favorite fight before the end of Shibuya incident?
Well, like before the last episode, what was my favorite fight? Yeah. Oh, before the second season.
No, before. So all right, let's do that. What was your first fight? Your best fight in the first season? What was your
my favorite fight? Is when Yuji and Toto
fight Hanami.
First fought Hanami.
Okay.
And they find out they was brothers.
When Toto made that nigga be his brother.
Hey, on the second season, he was like, is he emitting dangerous pheromones? Everyone's his brother.
He was like, they don't look anything alike.
That was definitely my favorite fight. Second favorite is what's his name that died?
Nanami.
And Yuji.
Yeah, Nanami and Yuji when they fought.
Fight Mahito. Yeah. Okay. That's the original fight back meme.
That is the original fight back meme.
All right, so what about you, Vince? What about you?
I have to say the Toto one, too, bro. Like, Toto. when he first came and started clapping, like, that shit was lit, bro. Like, what's another good one, though?
I like when the cursed energy, when the first special grade popped up.
Ooh, that's a good fight.
That is a good fight.
That's a good fight.
That nigga was in the back like,
right behind him.
Yeah. And Sukuna smashed his ass.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a fight. That was
that
really
wasn't a fight,
fight
back moment.
That was one of my favorite parts of season one. Like,
that's a hooker. Like, that shit gets you hooked on Jujutsu Kaisen.
That shit was like, oh, yeah, cursed energy, yay. Like, no, they was fighting the other one, remember? The one that was actually part of the sister school thing, they like released.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the actual special grade was there.
Bruh.
And he killed the special grade that they had already released.
Right.
And that motherfucker was super strong. So they like, oh, yeah, we're going to fight this one. And this motherfucker like,
okay.
I was wondering if you guys wanted to die today. And Sukuna's like, I guess you want to die, bitch.
Bro, Sukuna turned up so much this season, bro. But before that, is this before that? Let's talk about when the people that was on that rooftop, the granny and her grandson.
Are we there yet?
No. We
still in.
We fight got skipped.
Yeah, no,
because we done with the smallpox deity.
Yeah.
What happened after that?
Which one
I
we
thought
about?
That it skipped to when they was trying to get in the barrier. Still.
Oh, like, yeah, you're right.
They was trying to get in the barrier. Vince, they knew that.
Damon is right. The granny was up at the top of the roof with her son. Her grandson.
Yeah. And it was another nigga.
Took over Toji's body.
Yeah, so, bro. So yeah, they thought that they could take over the body of
Zenny's body.
Toji Zenny. Toji Fushiguro.
Fushiguro.
Oh,
he's
my
not
bad.
A Zenny.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, Fushiguro.
Put some respect on
I don't
on
need that
man.
Nigga trying to come choke me out.
He's going to take fresh body like, hey.
Now, for you guys who don't know, Toji is Megumi's dad.
Yeah.
That's the little kid that got sold. On
he
the priest
for gambling money.
He
gambling
almost money. Got sold,
this
but way, he gave up his location
this
to go.
Do another Father's Day episode.
Oh yeah, he's definitely going on there.
Oh,
he's definitely
God.
Going on there.
Damn,
but he came through in the
I
end.
Mean, but he, I was going to say he came through in
so,
the end.
So, Toji took over. took over.
It's well, kind of like when
the granny and the granny and her grandson took over Toji's body because he had such a strong body. But Toji was so strong that he broke out of that shit.
Like, the shit is crazy because this nigga didn't even have no cursed energy
at all.
So
his body overpowered the soul.
Yeah,
like,
so
that's
they,
crazy.
They put they put his soul, they put the kid's soul, the grandson's soul,
into his body.
Into Toji's body.
And his body and soul took over.
Nah. This motherfucker's weak.
This weak ass soul shouldn't be in my body. You know where's the original soul?
You know what?
Bring him back.
Don't worry about it. We're just gonna run off instinct so far. There you go, bro. All right, you ready to bump some shit?
And that shit, when Toji started running amok, that shit set off a chain reaction.
Yeah, because he wasn't really even in his body.
No.
It was his body running off pure instinct.
And hate. Like, and just hate. Like trying to kill.
It was a murder machine.
Killing machine, yeah.
Yeah.
This nigga was Jason Voorhees just walking around.
He was pretty much an anime version of
Jason Voorhees for Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay, so next we get into... Who shows up next after he takes his body back?
So first
that's when they have to fight first squid demon or whatever.
Yeah, first Yuji and Yuji was fighting the dude on the roof, the one that was with the grandma.
Yeah,
and it was somebody else that was fighting.
Yuji and Megumi was fighting the old dude, and they couldn't figure out his technique for
him. Yeah, the old dude. Yeah,
and his technique, I forget what his shit was.
He was the dude with the mustache, right?
The dude with the mustache. Yeah,
super strong. Old
they were beating
dude
the shit out of him, and he just was eating them bitches. Yeah. Like they like, what the fuck is this nigga's technique?
Yeah, that motherfucker was giving him.
Wasn't
the
it like force mitigation or something? Like he like lessens. The more force you put into whatever, the less damage it does to him type shit. That was his ability. Which is kind of, that's what I'm saying. Like, Jujutsu Kaisen really, like, kind of thinks out of the box.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the power level before we're over. Now, let's just say there's a bunch of small fights everywhere. We're past the really big fights at the beginning of the Shibuya incident, and we're to, like, the small bouts. Now, nothing really gets real until they start fighting the goddamn lobster monster. What's the lobster monster's name again?
I don't remember what the name of that curse was.
You said the lobster monster?
He was somebody's Dagon? Brother. Wasn't
Dagon.
He
Dog. I just said his name, Dagon.
Yeah.
So Dagon, they... Dylan. He was the weakest looking strong monster.
Hey, bro.
Yes, bro.
Like, bro, y'all losing to this Power Ranger monster?
When he first popped up, though, he was crying and shit.
Didn't he like evolve before he get there too?
They killed Megumi. They killed
his brother or something.
What's his name?
He did evolve.
He evolved because he was like a little water
monster. But he ate all them people.
He ate all the people. They was using him that water
to absorb
water
shit
out,
and then he
sucked the water back in to eat all them people.
Facts.
So
before he even got to them, he'd been like on a little rampage.
Yeah, he'd been down there eating people and shit. Yeah.
He'd been leveling up and shit.
So right when they was about to attack him, he evolved. And he evolved into that nigga.
Like, he had like a little cell kind of look of his transformation.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of shout outs.
A lot of shout outs.
It went from
Power Rangers.
It went from part, fresh out of part cell to perfect cell. All in one. Like, God
damn. His perfect cell form looked like a Power Ranger monster.
Yeah, for real.
He was taking out top like people. Like one of the main clans.
The old dude, I forget
his name.
So let's go ahead and delve into that fight.
Okay.
Because so first the old man was there. What's his name was there as well.
What's his name? Nobito? Zenin?
Nobito.
Is he Zenin?
Yeah, he's Zenin.
He's one of the heads in it.
Yeah, he one of the heads.
He's the buyer of the child.
Yeah, he was. That's why he was so scared when he told you walk back up. But we get into that.
Yeah.
So he's in there whipping Megumi's ass. He's in there whipping Nobito.
Now, Megumi don't come into the end.
Yeah,
Megumi pops in.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, at first he's beating Nobito.
Inami. One of the girls, Maki. Was it Maki that was in there with them?
Somebody. What's had the girl with the up ponytail and the glasses?
What's her name?
The one who has the powers. And I can't think of it. But y'all know I'm horrible at fucking pronouncing these fucking names anyway. So y'all know who the hell I'm talking about.
It was Maki, right?
Maki. That's the one with the glasses and the weapon. She's like the weapon.
No, I thought Maki was the one with the brown hair.
Nah, Maki got the glasses.
Yeah. Oh, Maki got the glasses. So it was definitely Maki.
Yeah, that's the one.
So it was Maki,
Inami,
and the
leader.
And the leader. Mm-hmm. So he was in there whipping their motherfucking ass. Like it was, gonna die.
Like they stole something.
Yeah. It was Naobito and Nanami. Yeah. Nanami, yeah.
So Megumi.
We're getting a little bit too far because even before that, we can't skip past this because this is when it was.
I thought we were skipping all the beginning to get to the hype shit, bro.
This was hype.
What?
This is hype.
Okay, what happened?
When what's his name with the star marks?
Yeah.
Haruto.
Megumi.
Haruto.
We can't skip that.
When Haruto was going on a rampage.
He was killing everybody with his fucking handshake sword.
Yeah.
He was murdering.
He was murdering shit. He looked weak as fuck.
Yeah.
Where he was murdering shit.
He was a menace.
Yeah,
because
he was lucky or whatever.
But that was part of the small fights, but something very important happened during one of those small fights.
That motherfucker was stabbing and killing everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like he was smoking shit. And he had caught up to what's the girl that grew up with what came up with Yuji in the three with Yuji and
the Sakura of the group.
The Sakura of the group.
Oh yeah. Damn. And that's fucked up because
Nobara.
No, don't disrespect Nobara because she's actually like a good female protagonist.
She's trash.
What? Her,
them hammers and those nails, fucking trash. But hey,
oh my god,
she is a Sakura.
She did some shit, bro.
She definitely did some shit.
When it came to
Mahito,
yeah,
she did some shit.
Come on, man. But just say you hate women, bro.
No, I love. Whoa. You can't even put that on me. Call me Paul,
that's
baby.
That's what they're going to hit you with. Just say you hate women.
Kugasaki. Yeah, so Kugasaki and the other chick that was in there, they basically were about to get...
Oh, right.
Yeah, they were basically about to get slaughtered.
Yeah, they was.
By bro, because Kugasaki thought...
She thought.
Yeah, she thought. And bro, and that bitch like, fuck your nails, bitch. Fuck your hammer, bitch.
Yeah.
He stabbed the girl.
But
the
that's
glutes.
Where Nanami comes in for me, because Nanami gets some good get back because of that shit.
Yeah.
Come on now.
What's his name?
Fushiguro,
the son. What's his name?
Megumi.
Yep.
Did he fight Buddy with the handshake sword before he went into...
No, it was after.
Because after that's when he out. That's why Bam went backwards, because all of that shit, Haruto was going on a rampage before the lobster monster ever sucked him up into his domain. Pause. But
He showed up.
And then Nanami beat him, I think, right after that when they got out of the realm, didn't he?
He didn't beat him.
No.
The only reason he started beating his ass is
because he released that fucking 10th. Monster that he had no control of.
No, so Toji killed
him. He got
that
away because of Sukuna.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Sukuna fought that 10th monster and he dropped him off to the medical lady.
Yeah, Toji changed all of that. Remember, Toji popped up.
Yes.
Toji came because when they were stuck.
Yeah, they were done for.
So even before that, Nanamin basically came in that bit. He was on the way there. Mm-hmm. He seen nothing but his dead homies.
Yeah.
Sliced up, fucked up, all through this bitch. He losing his goddamn mind. He walked through that bitch. Souped up. He got the goddamn tie wrapped around his hand.
Bruh, he looked like somebody daddy when they walking home, know they finna beat some ass, and just start unbuckling the belt, wrapping it around his hand.
Shut the fuck up.
Just walking.
I'm about to hit this nigga at the perfect angle when I whip his ass.
Yep,
here. It's like Robin Harris at the end of, what's his name? Yeah, I'm gonna wait till you get your clothes off. Wait till you get in the tub and beat your ass. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he. Bro.
Yeah, that's what Nanami came to do.
Yeah, Nanami came in that bitch and said, "All my homeboys up here. They was dead. Did you kill them?" They can say, "I'm sorry."
Don't matter.
Hey, this nigga dropped him out the air.
Hit him again.
Yeah. Oh my god. So yeah. So that segued
until
that started the whole.
Because even before, after that, right after that, when Yuji gets out and he's still looking for Gojo, and he runs into Choso, was it? The blood user.
Yeah. So he's running. He's running through the Western names. He's still looking for Gojo. Mm-hmm. And he runs into Choso.
Right.
And Choso's like, "Oh, you bitch.
This the motherfucker I've been looking for.
You killed my brothers."
Yep.
"You fucking bitch. Oh, I'm gonna kill you."
So then we proceed to have one of the fucking best fights.
Yeah.
Best animated fights. So, animated. Like, I feel like the animation started changing right there.
It was these fights happening.
It was the lobster monster versus the Zenin.
Yeah. The Zenin clan. Yeah.
Plus Nanami.
Yeah. And then it was Yuji versus Chozo.
But when Yuji got the Choso, this is where shit takes a turn. Because, bro, first off, like, we're going to have to start an L counter for Yuji in fights. Like, we can start the L counter for Yuji in fights right now. And we can probably start the dub counter for Mahito in his fights right now. The body count. Yeah. We need a body count for Mahito and an L
There's
count
no way
for
we
Yuji.
Can take a body count for Mahito.
Slap.
So Yuji and Chozo has one of the best
it was
fucking
a decent fight.
That shit was lit. What you mean? That man was bloodbending, bro.
Always the most OP ability.
He would have killed Yuji altogether, but when he went to kill him, well, when he was on the peak of death, he just started freaking out.
He got them visions.
A weird flashback of Yuji and his two brothers and all at a
table together as a family.
Yeah, so, and he walks away.
He felt so.
Wait. We're not going to get to it yet.
Oh, we ain't going to. Okay.
Nah,
okay.
We just going to say he walked through. He had a freak out and walked away that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I like how they did that, though.
Yuji was supposed to die then.
Yeah, Yuji was supposed to die then.
But I like how they did that, and they kind of showed you his power before they explained some of his powers, because, like, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, did somebody, like, drug him? Is someone using genjutsu? Like, what's going on right now?
I thought those two girls was fucking with him.
Because
remember, right as he walked away, the two girls had been looking for Yuji the whole time to feed him the finger they stole.
Right.
So, because they won't get him to come back.
Let's segue back to the other fight.
The lobster fight. Okay.
All right, okay. So we got
the Zenin.
Naobito. We got Maki. And we got Nanami.
Uh-huh.
We got Fushiguro. We got all of them in here. And this goddamn lobster
is still whipping their ass.
What's his fucking name? Dogon. Whatever. I'm going to call him Dylon. I like that.
The only reason that they're not dead all the way is because
Fushiguro had to
put up the domain.
He infiltrated his domain.
Yeah, he infiltrated his domain with a what's his name?
Yeah.
So he made the domain so that his domain, Daigon's domain, couldn't be full.
Yeah. So he made a small hole in it.
He had Daigon had 100% hit what's his name?
Yeah.
Like, I can hit you from wherever, whenever. It's in my domain.
In my domain.
With these fish.
Right.
Yeah, these fish monsters. This nigga throwing fish sticks everywhere, boy.
So he was the only thing that was saving him. He was like, "All right, I made this little hole. Let's get the fuck out of here."
Yeah. So when he made the little hole.
So Daigon thought that he was, he trying to fight my, what's the name?
He thought he was in a domain battle with him. He trying to
fight my domain. My domain is stronger than him. But really, what was happening was he was trying to make a hole to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Or we going to die.
Yeah. Can't fight him in the domain.
We all going to die.
So he makes the hole. Everyone's running towards the hole to slide out of the hole. He was going to leave himself. He was going to sacrifice himself. He didn't tell him that. That's what he was thinking in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way for him to hold the hole open and jump through.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to jump through. The first person went to jump through and hands ripped the fucking hole open.
Hey, I heard y'all bumping it there.
And here comes the murder monster.
Told you came out the hole like a fucking Mario video game when he come out the fucking.
For real.
He came out the hole and fucking snatched the fucking curse weapon from
Maki. Or off rip.
And commenced to whipping the lobster's ass.
Yeah, so, when he took that weapon, remember we were talking about this earlier, when he took that weapon. He absolutely strong-armed her ass.
Like, yeah, he did.
Like,
and he wasn't even trying.
Yeah, he was like, "Give me this shit. Let me get this shit." But you don't know how to use this shit. And
did he kill the other Zenning member, or did the monster do that? I felt so, like Toji was fighting the monster, the monster first, and then he started just turning on whoever was left.
No, that's not what happened.
He whipped the monster ass. They thought shit was sweet.
Yeah.
You remember they was in that building before he set up the monster, the lobster Dogon, set up his cursed domain.
Mm-hmm.
They was in that building.
Right, when
the cursed domain got dissipated because Toji fucking whipped his ass, he automatically grabbed his son and threw his ass out the fucking window.
Yeah.
Because he was the strongest there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know he was fighting the strongest person in every room.
Yeah.
Because he was a mindless murder monster.
Yeah. This nigga was a murderer. Who wants to fight?
Yeah. So,
anybody?
Now, at this time, let's segue. I know we're confusing everybody. We're going to segue back to fucking Yuji.
Yeah, back to
Yuji's on the ground, fucking pretty much dead. Those two girls who want Ghetto back, the one that Ghetto saved, was that the first season?
I think they showed them in, like, the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero shit.
Yeah, they showed them in Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
He saved them. They wanted him back, so they stole a cursed finger. They're feeding him a cursed finger, and Jogo walks up on them.
Bro, Jogo, like, did the slide down the hallway on
Yeah, because he was still...
What the fuck y'all doing?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? This is how the party is.
Bro,
he was like, hey, what the fuck? Hey,
out of all the animation, that was the most Looney Tunes shit, bro. That nigga said, what y'all doing over here?
Hey, this
are you feeding him a finger?
This nigga pulled out like a Silver Surfer, nigga. Oh, and then he's like, oh, shit, I got party favors right now.
Yeah. He's like, y'all popping beans? I got a bunch on. So he commences to feed fucking Yuji fucking
10 fucking fingers.
Now he was being arrogant.
Yeah.
Very, very arrogant because he acts Ghetto or the fucking brain. I gotta find out what his name is. He asked Ghetto earlier, how many fingers would you compare me to of Sukuna's fingers? And Ghetto was like, if I'm being generous, I give you 8 fingers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Yuji already had 2 fingers inside of him, and then the girls fed him 1 finger, and then Buddy fed him like 10 fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, Sukuna wakes up.
Bro.
That nigga. Let's drop some bombs for fucking Sukuna.
Yeah, drop bombs for Sukuna, bro. Yeah.
Sukuna walks, enters the building.
Like
the now, we're going to pause right there on that and go back to Toji and fucking Megumi fucking fighting. Yeah. They're bumping 1,000.
Toji and who?
Megumi of the
Fushiguro. Yeah, because he on his ass now that he done killed the monster and everybody
killed the monster. So his son was the second strongest there. So he started whipping his son's ass.
Hold up. Let's pay homage to Fushiguro. Always about to crank that fucking wheel, man. Ever since season one.
Yeah.
What, Fushiguro, bitch, I turn this goddamn wheel on your ass. every time he was in big trouble. Yeah. If you go back and watch JJK and you pay attention, every time he was in trouble, that was, I turn this boat machine
real quick, nigga.
It'll happen.
But make me turn this goddamn wheel.
But I like when they did start fighting because after, I forgot what he did to make him realize it. But Fushiguro did something to make Toji be like, wait a minute, what's your name?
When they was bumping, he couldn't, he started recognizing him because of how he was fighting.
Yeah.
And he knew that was from his
clan. That's from his clan.
Mm-hmm. He said, hey. He knew it. He knew exactly when he
Yeah, he knew that was his son.
What's your last name? No, it's not Zini.
So he was like, Fushiguro. He was like, all right.
That's when his soul kind of came back into his body.
Okay.
Good and for you.
His soul came back in his body, and he stabbed himself in his own head to stop his body from being a murder monster.
From killing his son, basically.
From killing his son.
Saved his son a second time.
He saved his son a second time.
So I don't know where he's going to go on that, you know, worst dad's list, because so far.
But he still was a fucking horrible dad.
Okay, all right.
So, okay.
It's like the dads that come back for the Super Bowl. That's what will we give him that?
Is this nigga serious?
Nah. Damn, he can't even be the dad that comes back for the Super Bowl?
Nah.
Come on, bro.
Okay, so my dog just got his ass whipped by his daddy. Yeah. Sitting on the ground. Confused. He's fucking exhausted.
Exhausted and confused. Don't know what
and
the
here
fuck
comes
happened.
Buddy with the fucking miracle teardrops.
Yeah, with a hand sword.
That is when he walked in.
Yeah, he walked. Why, hey, well, look.
Yeah, dancing and shit.
shaking hands with a sword. Hey, I got another body in this bitch.
I just imagine him like from afar looking at everything. Boy, I didn't think y'all was going to survive that one.
Now I'm about to kill you.
But here we go.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Anime Sundays, bitch. Next
time. On the next episode of Anime Sundays, the brothers will be finishing up the Jujutsu Kaisen fanboy train. Get ready for almost another hour of three adult men sipping over Sukuna. And if you're outraged about having to wait another 2 weeks for the rest of one episode, don't worry. The good news is there's a special drop for part two coming this Sunday. The bad news is I get paid per episode. Are black artists finally getting better with their contracts? Will Yuji's L count go even higher than it already has? Find out next time on Anime Sundays.